Eric Metaxas here. Please join me in a life-saving mission to set Sudanese slaves free through Christian Solidarity International. Since 1995, CSI has freed more than 100,000 women and children from years of bondage and abuse. Your $250 gift frees, feeds, and heals these captives and sets them on a path to a new life in freedom. Please help us free another slave now. Call 888-253-3522, 888-253-3522, or click the CSI banner at MetaxasTalk.com, MetaxasTalk.com.
Hey there, folks. Welcome to hour one of the Eric Metaxas Show. Chris Himes, Albin, Sadar, you guys, you're in the New York area. I am in Charleston, South Carolina, here on the, we call it a piazza. They, when I said porch, they said, no, 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 you don't say porch. It's a piazza. Actually, it's a piazza. I think they say piazza. So anyway, but I'm here. If I lift my camera, you can see, look at this beautiful porch. And there's a garden. It's just unbelievable. But I'm here. We're here because I've been doing a lot of speaking around my book, Fish Out of Water, A Search for the Meaning of Life. I spoke at St. Michael's Church, an Anglican church, one of the most beautiful churches I've ever seen. It was built, I think, in the 1740s. George Washington literally worshipped there. Nothing's changed. I was speaking in a pulpit that was like 15 feet off the ground. And I have to say that actually the whole thing – you know, Albin, you were saying maybe we'll play some of what I said on this program next week.
Yeah. But well, you were so high up when you said, I do declare I'm getting the vapors.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And I had to take some smelling salts up there. And then they brought me a mint julep and my rocking chair up there in the pulpit. Well, Al Zadig is the pastor there. Just a terrific community, Charleston. So I'm here because of our friends Richard and Pam Scurry, very, very dear friends from New York City, and also Mairead Pryor, whom I've known literally almost 32 years from St. Paul's Darien. She's now Mairead Sullivan, and her husband Jim Sullivan there driving us around. And last night I spoke at the Charleston meeting. The Charleston meeting, I've never had so much fun. The other speakers were Grover Nordquist, who, I mean, he talks tax policy and makes it entertaining. It was absolutely amazing. And then I can't remember the last name of a brilliant young man, David. He's a professor of political theory at Hillsdale. He was just spectacular. So I met all these just wonderful people. So Charleston is really it's a very special place. And tonight I might be on Tucker Carlson. This is what happens, right? They say you're going to be on. It's definite. But then, of course, you'll find out, you know, later in the afternoon or something. So I'm supposed to be on Tucker Carlson tonight. It's scheduled, but I haven't heard any details tonight. We are flying to Chino Hills, California tomorrow. I'm speaking in Jack Hibbs's church. It's a huge church. Somebody told me they bought 1,000 copies of Fish Out of Water. I don't know if I could believe that, but I'm going to be speaking at 3 services. I was speaking at 2 services, which is like my limit. But Jack Hibbs, who's a hero, begged me to speak at the 7:15 a.m. service. And like an idiot, I said yes. So I'm speaking at 3 services on Sunday at Jack Hibbs's church, Chino Hills. We're going to put the link. It'll be on social media and also all over the emails that we're sending out more frequently now because we got so much going on. I also sent out the link to my speech at my talk at St. Michael's Church from a couple of nights ago where I'm up in that pulpit. So anyway, we're getting that information out. I want to say a couple things real quick. In this hour, I'm talking to Elizabeth Hasselbeck. You remember her from Survivor, Fox and Friends, The View. She is just a darling, just a wonderful person, and is just so fun to talk to, I have to say. So we're going to air that. That's this hour. In hour two, we're doing a special Fun Facts Friday Valentine's Day edition. Albin.
Yes.
What? I don't know when we recorded it, but you have ranked it as one of our best Fun Facts Fridays ever.
Yes. That was recorded back in February of 2017. This is before I was the producer of the show.
That's back way back when I had the big mutton chop side whiskers and stuff.
You did.
And I had cameras in those days.
Yeah. And I shaved them off on the air, but you couldn't see it because it was just radio. Marconi had just invented the radio and the show and the whole nine yards.
There was a
and a lot of people don't realize those, that Marconi has no relationship with macaroons. They're totally different.
Yeah, they're different. I was going to say, back then in the studio, we had a constant stream of young colonial boys with those sticks and the wheels in the background, just like constantly running through.
With the hoops. Yeah, the boys
with the hoops. Yeah.
And the Wright brothers were flying paper airplanes. It was crazy back then.
2017 was a simpler time. We were closer to the earth. We were an agrarian society. We hadn't even invented iron or copper yet at that point. It's hard to think that's only 3.5 years ago.
Yeah, anyway, and Joe Biden was just a twinkle in his dad's eye. Oh,
no, a twinkle in his great grandfather's eye at that point. Well, so look, we've got to say a couple of serious things, but why? No, I want to say this. Last night, in talking at the Charleston meeting after Grover Nordquist spoke, I spoke, and I said, one thing we have to do with the cancel culture, you have to fight back. And one of the ways you fight back, for example, if Disney says we're going to cancel this young woman, Chris, you probably know her name. Who is the woman, the Mandalorian?
Carla, Italian name.
Carla. Anyway, people listening will know. When somebody cancels someone else, one of the ways we fight back, it's like we flood the zone. We do anything we can to support that person because they're going to come for you. They've come for me. I should say that they have. There's a bunch of woke evangelicals signing a petition to cancel my book, Fish Out of Water, trying to get Barnes & Noble or whatever not to carry it. I mean, they're actually doing this. Now, if you read Fish Out of Water, there's not a scintilla of politics or anything, but these people are vicious. And so I just want to say to people that one of the things you have to do when people are trying to cancel someone or trying to do what is really un-American and in some cases anti-American, we need to take action. So Mike Lindell, perfect example. They have viciously tried to shut him down for what? For suggesting that we should look into the election, for suggesting that there was malfeasance. That's a heroic thing that he's doing. He's not getting paid to do that. He's suffering financially. So we need to help Mike Lindell, for example. So I say to everybody, go to mypillow.com, go to mystore.com, use the code Eric, but help Mike Lindell. He needs our help. Now, he really has been viciously attacked. I won't go into it. But anyone else like that, I will include myself in that group now as well, because these people are trying to get my book canceled. So what I would do if it weren't me, I don't really want to say this because it's my book, but I'm saying that if somebody goes after someone else, like remember the head of Goya food, right? Yeah. Go to a store and buy all the Goya food you can just to send a message that we support this guy, right? So. Yeah. If you buy copies of my book just because you disapprove of the cancel culture, you'll find somebody to give the book to if you don't want a copy. But I'm saying that if we don't do this, if we don't speak up when the Bank of America does what they did. Now, we're going to have to get the facts on that because I don't have all those facts. But when you find that some corporation has taken action in a way that is very supportive of China and their communist policies, that is helping China oppress their citizens, that is helping China oppress religious minorities. We have to stand up. We have to say, what companies are helping to do this? If we were living in slavery times, the abolitionists did this all the time. They said, we need to get the word out to people that this is an unconscionable thing. Don't buy sugar. Drink your tea without sugar because the sugar you buy is being used to support people in the slave trade. We've got to do that kind of stuff. So I say to people, don't shop at the stores that have canceled Mike Lindell. Please, Kohl's, Bed Bath & Beyond. There's a whole list. I put it out on Twitter. We should send it out in an email thing. But remember, please get our email, ericmetaxas.com. There's a newsletter. Because I think if our side does not fight back, we will lose. The left, and listen, the left, I'm not talking about the Democrats of Tip O'Neill's day. We're talking about a world that has really gone woke and crazy, and we do have to take action. So
can I suggest, if you're going to buy fish out of water, buy a school of fish out of water.
A whole school. That's right. Yeah. At least 10 or 11. Or a Baker School, 13. So Anyway, when we come back, we're talking to Elizabeth Hasselbeck. We'll catch you at the end of the hour. But we do need your support, folks. On social media, I'm taking a beating. YouTube, please share our stuff. We're being shadow banned on YouTube. It's obvious from the numbers. We're losing a lot of advertising. So we need your help. Thank you. We'll be back with Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
Cowboy went riding out one dark and windy day. Up on a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw.
Let there be no doubt, big tech and the far left have joined forces to purge America of conservative views. But even if you keep your accounts, you don't have to give big tech websites access to your data. That's why I choose to protect my online activity by using ExpressVPN. Ever wondered how free-to-access social media companies make all their money? Well, by tracking your searches, video history, and everything you click on, and then selling your valuable data. When you use ExpressVPN, you anonymize much of your online presence by hiding your IP address. That makes your activity more difficult to trace and sell to advertisers. What's more, ExpressVPN encrypts 100% of your data to protect you from eavesdroppers on your network. And the ExpressVPN app couldn't be easier to use. You just tap one button on your phone or computer and you're protected. Take back your online privacy with the VPN I trust at expressvpn.com/Metaxas. By visiting my link, you'll get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN service for free on a 1-year package. Again, that's expressvpn.com/Metaxas, expressvpn.com/Metaxas, express.com/Metaxas to protect your data today. Hey, folks, I've got to tell you a secret about Relief Factor that the father-son owners, Pete and Seth Talbot, have never made a big deal about, but I think it is a big deal. I really do. They sell the 3-week quick start pack for just $19.95 to anyone struggling from pain like neck, shoulder, back, hip, or knee pain, $19.95, about a dollar a day. But what they haven't broadcasted much is that every time they sell a 3-week quick start, they lose money. In fact, they don't even break even until about 4 to 5 months after if you keep ordering it. Friends, that's huge. People don't keep ordering Relief Factor month after month if it doesn't work. So yes, Pete and Seth are literally on a mission to help as many people as possible deal with their pain. They really do put their money where their mouths are. So if you're in pain from exercise or even just getting older, order the 3-week quick start for $19.95. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. I use it. It works.
Investors seeking steady cash flow, ready to diversify? NRIA has grown to be one of the nation's leading specialists and offers 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses targeted at 18 to 21%. That's right. You could receive steady 10% return monthly payments with bonuses. As their slogan says, they specialize in realty investing done right. You can even use your 401k or IRA to invest. NRIA's 15-year track record and $1.2 billion in new construction development backs you. Learn how you can invest in this hard asset real estate cash flow fund today and receive 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses. This is something savvy investors should research and consider. Call now 800-700-5483. That's 800-700-5483 or visit NRIA.net.
An offer to buy or sell any security is only made by our private placement memorandum. Read it first. See us at NRIA.net.
Hey there, folks. Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. It's a show. I play the role of host, and typically I talk to people. They play the role of guests. Today, I get to talk to Elizabeth Hasselbeck. You may remember her from, The View, Fox and Friends. And before that, way, way back, she was on some kind of a reality show. I don't know. Let's ask her if she'll talk about that. Elizabeth, welcome.
Thank you, Eric. Thanks for having me. It's fun to see you and I'm really grateful to be here. It was Survivor.
Yeah, I was going to say, I wanted you to be the one to talk about it. I didn't watch Survivor, so I didn't know you from that. And I was thrilled when I finally got your backstory. One of the times we talked, I was like, that's so amazing.
you are now like in the Nashville area. Everyone on the planet is now in the Nashville area. If you want to know where somebody is, they moved to Nashville. You have three kids and you've just written a children's book. This is your first children's book, is it not?
Correct. So in the midst of pandemic and remote learning and just the quiet actually that it brought us, the kids, myself, and really Tim. Tim's not on the cover, but he's a part in everything we do.
Him being obviously. Your husband.
Yes. We decided that we were going to share, and really God just put it on our hearts to share this story based on the wall that actually is in our house, and really about two friends realizing that trusting God can be an adventure, and that we get to be honest with God and really just process a way of not holding worry and fear all on your own and alone, that you don't have to hope alone, that you can put your thoughts on this wall. It's called Flashlight Night. And you get to write your prayers out on a wall and then go back to that wall and you shine a light on where you see God working. And then what we do is we click the light off and say, I don't see where God is working, but I'm trusting he's there. And so I think that's really, it was really just an obedience project and a fun way to express that trust is hard, that it does feel dark. If we've had a year, many that felt pretty dark, 2020 would be the one in our lifetime. And I just felt like, gosh, all these little kids, we know anxiety rates are high. We know worry is real. And so I think just expressing a way that helped our family be open with our hopes and fears and wishes and be honest with God that, yeah, it does not feel good to wait for an answer from you. And I'm trusting you're there, even though I'm not seeing the results yet. And so it's just a fun way to share because I think little kids need a way to have an open dialogue with God, even when they can't see what he's doing.
Well, and so do big kids like us. It's a very, very important issue. But it is an interesting thing, right? I mean, if you're talking to people who don't have the kind of faith that we do, you know, they don't get it. They kind of think like, well, what is this? You have this imaginary friend and what is this all about? And in some ways it's hard for us to explain it, right? Like we know God is alive. Jesus is alive and he hears every single prayer, but because he really loves us, he doesn't answer our prayers always the way we want them to be answered. But if you know how wonderful he is and how much he loves you, you trust him with that. But with kids particularly, we have to remind them of that. So what's the title of the book again, and why does it have that title?
Well, so Flashlight Night is the title of the book, and it's really cute, and it's a great adventure about these two kids, and it's called Flashlight Night because when we got up to this wall, and we had a little friend named Caroline. She's little at the time. She's now a sweet teenager who showed me her prayer wall. And I thought, you know what? We can do that in our home. So we started this about 5 years ago almost. But then we were writing our prayers out and being honest about what we were worried about and hoping for. And I kind of needed to kind of turn the volume up on trust, I think in my own heart as a big kid. And I knew that our kids were brave to put some prayers up there that looked like they were not going to be answered as they had requested. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, like, are they going to be afraid to ask God for things if the answer is no? Am I going to be afraid to let them ask God for things if the answer is no or not yet? And so what we started to do was take a flashlight and come up and I would ask them, is the wall there? And they're like, yes, mom. And I'd shut the light off and I'd say, is the wall there? And they'd say, yes. And I'm like, well, even can you see the wall? And they're like, no, but they knew the wall was there. And so I'm like, let's just use that as a minuscule example of trusting that God, even when we can't see what he's doing, is there. And so we shine our flashlight on the words that we wrote and celebrate. Heck yeah, we see what God's doing here. That was awesome. Like our cousin's knee is getting better. This is working out. Like I'm having a great season of sport. And then flashlight off, that thing that we prayed for, that person that we prayed for that didn't turn out yet or as we see it. And so we just needed a way to process that even though we're not seeing what God is doing, that he's there working. And so we used a flashlight with it. And that's where that was our flashlight night that we had right here on this very wall. And that's why we brought this story to kids.
It's an amazing concept, and I can see the wall behind you. It looks like a gigantic blackboard. I guess that's what it is.
Yes. And don't, like, I would say to moms and dads and aunts and uncles and grandparents and big sisters and cousins, you don't have to have, you don't have to go home wrecking and, you know, paint your wall black in your home if you don't want to. There's one right in the book. This is real chalk paper that you can actually, like, erase and write on and shine a light on. And this is where I've seen so many people who have the book already letting their kids write in books. So I'm making parents mad across the nation right now, letting kids write in books and blinding them with flashlights. But I do want them to have a place. I think kids are worried. Grownups are worried and they need a place to get it out. I think if we realized one of the greatest things that came of this wall in our house, and I think we'll hopefully, my prayer is that will come out of Flashlight Night, the book, is that you'll get to see what's on your kids' hearts and they're going to get to see what's on yours. And then they're going to see you walk through a season of waiting that looks dark and then shine your light on the things that God is doing, but you can do it right here inside. You don't have to do this. Tim was a little shocked one day when I painted the wall black.
Well, it's it's a wonderful idea, I have to say. I love it, and I obviously love the concept behind it, that prayer is real, God is real, but in fact, sometimes we don't see it. And, you know, that's part of what mm-hmm. faith is. Scripture says it's, you know, we walk by faith, not by sight. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's a little bit counterintuitive, and yet it's the deeper reality. Nobody is more there than the Lord. And we have to remind ourselves. So the fact that you're doing this in a way to get kids to understand this, it's key, because a lot of adults don't get this. We really don't understand how do you pray, and when does God hear your prayer, and why doesn't he answer the prayer? Everybody has those questions. Even Jesus, imagine, he prayed, "Thy will be done." I mean, he asked for something and he didn't get it. Jesus said, "I'd like this cup to pass from me, Father, nonetheless, if it's your will, it will be done." That's an amazing thing, that from the pages of Scripture, that God in human form prayed a prayer. His will was different than the Father's will, but he said, "Thy will be done." That'll make you realize, like, he showed us in a way that, in case you want the ultimate example of the perfect human being who nonetheless didn't want to suffer on a cross, didn't want to go that path, but he says, "But Father, I trust you." That's pretty amazing. I'm always amazed what God put in Scripture for us. And that's the classic example of everything you're talking about.
I couldn't agree more.
I assume so, since we're both Christians, but it's cool that you're able to do this in a way for kids. Now, why did you do it for kids? And not, because I know your kids are a little bit grown, why do you do it for kids and not for adults? Because it's just such a universal idea.
Well, they were 9, 11, and 13 at the time, and they've all jumped like 2 years since then. I think I really deep down needed a way to process it as a parent with them. And I wanted a way to express, even for myself as this big kid, that I wasn't seeing some answers, you know. And we had invited them to pray about some pretty big things. Some friends that were battling some sicknesses. And I think my fear was, will not getting the answer mean they're not getting the idea of trust and hope in God? And when I hear, you know, Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Sometimes I focus on the hope and the future part. And it's like, no, that first part of it, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord." Like, he knows the plans. He's just asking for our hearts in the meantime to trust him. Much like I want our children to trust us when we're driving. And I'm like, just trust me where we're going. Like, just trust me with our lives. Just trust me when we move to Nashville. Tim would say the same thing as a father. Like, our children trusted him. And I think our God wants us to trust like that. You know, he wants us as his children to trust that he knows the plans he has for us, and he's got a specific purpose for us. Even in this COVID time, like, this wall went up before COVID, and I think I would not want to go through another pandemic without a way of our kids processing the permission to ask God for big and small things. And let me say, like, I've seen some of the writing that some of the kids have been writing in Flashlight Night, and it has to do with, will COVID be over, and am I going to do okay on my multiplication tables? Like,
actually,
their worries.
Before you go farther with that, that's too big. We're going to call that a cliffhanger. We're going to be right back with the rest of that. And Elizabeth Hasselbeck, don't go away.
Let there be no doubt, big tech and the far left have joined forces to purge America of conservative views. But even if you keep your accounts, you don't have to give big tech websites access to your data. That's why I choose to protect my online activity by using ExpressVPN. Ever wondered how free-to-access social media companies make all their money? Well, by tracking your searches, video history, and everything you click on, and then selling your valuable data. When you use ExpressVPN, you anonymize much of your online presence by hiding your IP address. That makes your activity more difficult to trace and sell to advertisers. What's more, ExpressVPN encrypts 100% of your data to protect you from eavesdroppers on your network. And the ExpressVPN app couldn't be easier to use. You just tap one button on your phone or computer and you're protected. Take back your online privacy with the VPN I trust at expressvpn.com/Metaxas. By visiting my link, you'll get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN service for free on a one-year package. Again, that's expressvpn.com/Metaxas, expressvpn.com/Metaxas, express.com/Metaxas to protect your data today. Hey, folks, I've got to tell you a secret about Relief Factor that the father-son owners, Pete and Seth Talbot, have never made a big deal about, but I think it is a big deal. I really do. They sell the three-week quick start pack for just $19.95 to anyone struggling from pain like neck, shoulder, back, hip, or knee pain, $19.95, about a dollar a day. But what they haven't broadcasted much is that every time they sell a three-week quick start, they lose money. In fact, they don't even break even until about 4 to 5 months after if you keep ordering it. Friends, that's huge. People don't keep ordering Relief Factor month after month if it doesn't work. So yes, Pete and Seth are literally on a mission to help as many people as possible deal with their pain. They really do put their money where their mouths are. So if you're in pain from exercise or even just getting older, order the three-week quick start for $19.95. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. I use it. It works.
Investors seeking steady cash flow, ready to diversify? NRIA has grown to be one of the nation's leading specialists and offers 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses targeted at 18 to 21%. That's right. You could receive steady 10% return monthly payments with bonuses. As their slogan says, they specialize in realty investing done right. You can even use your 401k or IRA to invest. NRIA's 15-year track record and $1.2 billion in new construction development backs you. Learn how you can invest in this hard asset real estate cash flow fund today and receive 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses. This is something savvy investors should research and consider. Call now 800-700-5483. That's 800-700-5483 or visit NRIA.net.
An offer to buy or sell any security is only made by our private placement memorandum. Read it first. See us at NRIA.net.
Folks, welcome back. I'm talking to Elizabeth Hasselbeck. Elizabeth, you were in the middle of making this important point, and that's always when I have to cut people off or go into a break. Please go back because it was really deep and important stuff.
Well, I think we were talking about, and listen, I have a lot of words, so please cut me off. That's anyone who knows me. It's required. I think Jeremiah 29:11, when God says, "For I know the plans I have for you," that's a promise. He's declaring that. And kids want to be able to trust their parents. We want them to be able to trust us. And that's a relationship that God wants with us. Like, I trust you, God, with this, even when I'm not seeing where this car is headed right now. And so for little kids, I think the permission to trust God in the big things like COVID, like we had this wall up before COVID, and I can't imagine walking through another pandemic season or an extended pandemic season without a way for our children and even me and Tim to process what is on our minds and hearts, open and honest hearts, and be able to like shine a light on where we see God working and celebrate it, and then click it off where we don't. Because number one, no one should have to carry all these worries alone. Number two, your family should be a safe place where you can say, like, this is on my mind. Like, I walk by these walls or open these books with their writing in it, and kids have all the worries of COVID, Plus, they still want to learn how to tie their shoes and learn their multiplication tables and their science project that they're working on. And will their Zoom link work? Like, they have their real worries of their actual age and their schools and remote learning are still there. And I think having a way to let that out glorifies God, and having open conversation with him glorifies God. And these kids are going to become adults. And so I think the blessing that God gave us in this book is a way to process worry and fear, not inside and alone, with our families in a safe place, getting it out. And then also being honest. I think, you know, I grew up kind of saving my prayers for emergencies. Like, well, I don't want to pray about that. It might be too small and God might be too busy. Or I don't want to pray about that big thing because if he says no, then I'm going to lose trust. And so we don't have to do either one of those things as big kids or small kids.
I have to ask you, because I don't remember your story, how did you come to faith? Were you raised in a robust faith environment? I really wasn't. I went to church every Sunday, but the level of faith that that I have today, I didn't have. And how did you come to this place in your own life?
Well, I have to say, I can't wait to read A Fish Out of Water and know more about your story and about that dream.
Oh, my strange story. That's my strange story. Yes, that's well, that's we're not here to talk about that, but it does kind of give you the background of how everybody's story is different. And that's why I love to ask people their stories. So how did you come to where you are today? A lot of people, you know, everybody has a different story, as I said.
I grew up in a faith drenched home. And I'm so thankful for that. Grew up as a young Catholic girl. My grandmother, who lost my grandfather too early, had, like, everyone's like, do you know Jesus? I'm like, pretty sure he had lunch with us. We had like the Last Supper on the wall. We had statues in the yard. I'm like, he's always around. So I literally had, like, he was everywhere when I was little, and she was always praying. So I think that was so impressed on my heart. And so prayer was always something that was what to do. Like, when something came up, she prayed. When she was upset, she prayed. When she missed my papa, she prayed. Before dinner, she prayed. And having a faith and conversation with God was just something I grew up with. And certainly when my mom was battling breast cancer when I was in high school, I saw her pray, and my prayers got really big at that time. But I knew what she relied upon. And so it wasn't a foreign concept to me. But I think there were times in my life where I didn't really understand fully the idea of grace. And I don't think I fully understood what that sacrifice meant for me personally. I think I had this gigantic view of it because, you know, every Friday we do Stations of the Cross, and that's how I grew up. But I think the intimacy of the cross is what I was able to walk into as an adult.
And what point as an adult did you kind of own this? Because again, everybody's story is different. Some people say, well, I was sort of a Christian, but then something happened or whatever. It was more gradual. Was there a moment for you? I mean, did you enter marriage that way? Or was it while you were married? Like, at what point, or was there a point?
I think I'm constantly growing in that area. I don't think there was ever a point where I did not believe. I've always had a heart that believed. And I've always believed that I always had understanding as much as I could, or standing, I call it like standing on the truth and under God, that the Holy Spirit was a gift inside of me, that nudging, that feeling, that that was the Holy Spirit. We just named it since I was little. So that's super familiar to me. And I'm so thankful for that. I think probably on Survivor, being alone for the first time without my natural comforts or friends or being with Tim, I really had nothing there to rely upon but the word of God. And Roger Bingham brought his Bible as his survival item, and it really became mine. I think that's the first
Roger
time
Bingham,
I fully...
Somebody who never watched Survivor, who's Roger Bingham? I know I'm supposed to know this, right? Who's that?
No, good question. Roger Bingham was my dearest friend on Survivor, the Australian Outback, and he, dear man, Kentucky. And he brought, they refer to him as Kentucky Joe. And he brought a Bible to the Outback. That was his survival item. Like, I brought a headdress made of scarves to remind me of who I am. And he brought a Bible to tell me who I really am. And so that's the coolest thing, is that I don't think I ever relied upon the word of God solely before that. And I'm pretty sure that's the first time that and maybe it's because the only thing I had, that became my survival item, just the word of God and his promises.
So I had no idea we would go back to Survivor. That's kind of cool, actually. We're going to come back another segment with Elizabeth Hasselbeck. Folks, don't go away.
Let there be no doubt, big tech and the far left have joined forces to purge America of conservative views. But even if you keep your accounts, you don't have to give big tech websites access to your data. That's why I choose to protect my online activity by using ExpressVPN. Ever wondered how free-to-access social media companies make all their money? Well, by tracking your searches, video history, and everything you click on, and then selling your valuable data. When you use ExpressVPN, you anonymize much of your online presence by hiding your IP address. That makes your activity more difficult to trace and sell to advertisers. What's more, ExpressVPN encrypts 100% of your data to protect you from eavesdroppers on your network. And the ExpressVPN app couldn't be easier to use. You just tap one button on your phone or computer and you're protected. Take back your online privacy with the VPN I trust at expressvpn.com/Metaxas. By visiting my link, you'll get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN service for free on a 1-year package. Again, that's expressvpn.com/Metaxas, expressvpn.com/Metaxas, express.com/Metaxas to protect your data today. Hey folks, I've got to tell you a secret about Relief Factor that the father-son owners, Pete and Seth Talbot, have never made a big deal about, but I think it is a big deal. I really do. They sell the 3-week quick start pack for just $19.95 to anyone struggling from pain like neck, shoulder, back, hip, or knee pain, $19.95, about a dollar a day. But what they haven't broadcasted much is that every time they sell a 3-week quick start, they lose money. In fact, they don't even break even until about 4 to 5 months after if you keep ordering it. Friends, that's huge. People don't keep ordering Relief Factor month after month if it doesn't work. So yes, Pete and Seth are literally on a mission to help as many people as possible deal with their pain. They really do put their money where their mouths are. So if you're in pain from exercise or even just getting older, order the 3-week quick start for $19.95. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. I use it. It works.
Investors seeking steady cash flow, ready to diversify? NRIA has grown to be one of the nation's leading specialists and offers 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses targeted at 18 to 21%. That's right. You could receive steady 10% return monthly payments with bonuses. As their slogan says, they specialize in realty investing done right. You can even use your 401k or IRA to invest. NRIA's 15-year track record and $1.2 billion in new construction development backs you. Learn how you can invest in this hard asset real estate cash flow fund today and receive 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses. This is something savvy investors should research and consider. Call now 800-700-5483. That's 800-700-5483 or visit NRIA.net.
An offer to buy or sell any security is only made by our private placement memorandum. Read it first. See us at NRIA.net.
Hey there, folks. It's Eric Metaxas Show. I'm playing the role of Eric Metaxas. Elizabeth Hasselbeck is playing the role of my guest. Elizabeth, you have a children's book out. It's called Flashlight What?
It's called Flashlight Night, An Adventure in Trusting God. And it's cute.
And we were just talking about, you were just talking about how you grew up. It's so interesting because I have so many Catholic friends that it was just cultural Catholicism. Like basically it was just this cultural thing and it had no meaning. And then I have other Catholic friends that were, it was everything and it was wonderful. It sounds like you were in the latter blessed group because so many people grow up, there's a church there, whatever denomination or whatever. And some people really have families that kind of lean into that. And others, it is just a cultural thing. And we have our ups and downs. But it sounds like you're one of the folks who you really did benefit from that, never really walked away from it.
I think it's because I saw my grandmother, Mama. She had a personal relationship with God. And whether you're a Catholic and now we attend a non-denominational church or watch church online on our porch, this season has been a blessing that so many friends of ours who are pastors, we get to be fed by every single Sunday as a family. But I think seeing her personal relationship, and I don't know if it all circled up for me until adulthood. You know, I have like scripture on the wall. Everyone's like, wow, you must be a good Christian. You got scripture on the wall. I'm like, no, those are roadmaps for like at any turn, I need to be reminded of what God wants and what God says. And my grandmother was like that. She had, it was really pictures and rosaries and statues of Jesus everywhere and Mary. And so I think the reverence was always there, but witnessing her in the quiet times when I know she missed my papa and I know she, desired probably to know like what her days ahead would be, she prayed. And I just saw that. And it just, that intimate relationship is something that I so desire in my own life. And you have to practice that. And I think the Catholic Church for sure is great about practicing your faith because it's something you do.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's part of the beauty of you writing this kids book and our talking about instilling this in kids, because we do need to walk through it. I mean, every one of us, as I was saying, has a different story. But the reason we're on this planet is to have a relationship with our Creator that is real. And we live in a culture, let's face it, maybe not too much in Nashville, but in New York, where I am, and a lot of the country, where it's not real for a lot of people. It's a cerebral conceit that they don't take seriously. But when you live it and you walk it and you see God answer prayers, I have seen God answer prayers. I've seen God not answer prayers the way I like, but I've seen genuine miracles. I don't write about them in the book that's coming out this week, because that's kind of the story up until I came to faith. But when you walk with God and you realize this is the point, I'm supposed to be walking through life with him. It's like a car without gasoline. Like, what is the point? Technically, it's still a car. But to be able to instill this in kids the way you're talking about it in this new children's book you wrote, Flashlight Night, it's beautiful, because I just feel bad for folks who just don't understand that this is real. This is reality. And to walk through life without this, you're missing like the biggest thing.
You know what's interesting, Eric, is, and you're kind to say that about the book. I remember having my first job as a cocktail waitress, like just as I was coming out of college. And I felt really scared going there at night and leaving kind of by myself. But I didn't tell my dad because I was like, I don't want him to think I'm not ready for this. And you know what I found out years later? That he followed me in his car on the nights I would have to drive to make sure that after when that bar that I worked at closed, that I could get in my car safely, and he quietly followed in his car home. And that just kind of came on my heart, because even when you don't know that this great God is with you, and even when you don't believe he's there, he is. And so the good news for everyone out there who doesn't have that relationship yet is that there's a God that's right there, with an eye on you, who cares about you and who loves you and is willing to do anything for you. And so the potential to get to know him is so available to you. And he, like a good dad, is just making sure that you get home well and safely. So I have a real optimistic perspective on that.
Well, but it's totally true. I mean, actually I don't think I write about it in my book, but I think in some of the interviews I say that's the takeaway, is that even when I didn't know he was there, I look back now and I realize, oh, absolutely, he was there. He was walking, you know, like Aslan in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe in the Narnia Chronicles. You know, this powerful, wild, good lion, this monarch, this king who is walking alongside quietly, even when you don't know he's there. I mean, it's really important that people understand that's true, and that they understand that folks like you and me and so many others, we've experienced this. We're not making this up. This is real. And I do think it's important for us to teach this to our kids, to make them understand, no, this is real. This is not daddy's philosophy or mommy's religion. This is reality. Some people maybe don't buy into this, but this is reality. This is not something that works for me. This is the way reality works. This is the nature of the universe, that there's this loving God who desires desperately to have a relationship with you. Think about it. You know, that's it's not a message you're gonna hear very much. Did they let you talk about that on The View every now and again? I don't think too much.
Once in a while, I snuck it in there.
Once in a while. It is funny though, right, Elizabeth? Because like the media, the secular media, they're kind of uncomfortable with this. They kind of act like, I don't know, I don't want to go there, but we're going there. We're going there and you're going there. I'm just proud to know that you're being this kind of a mom. And I don't think I've met Tim. I look forward to meeting him at some point, but it is really the greatest thing we could do is to show our kids with our own lives, this is real. And it's as real for us as it is for you. And we want you to walk into it. We've just got a few seconds left. What are you doing with your life when you're not writing children's books? I've written a lot of children's books, but it doesn't take as long as writing adult books. What else are you doing?
Well, you know, we're just the normal, raising three teenagers and middle schoolers through pandemics, tornadoes, and COVID recovery plan. So just that.
Oh, is that all? That all. So you've got a lot of time.
By the grace of God, just like every other mom out there. Like, what do you mean you can't get your Zoom on?
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Can you believe this? Well, I'm sorry we're out of time. It's just an encouragement to see you. You make me smile. Thank you for writing this book. Thanks for coming on this program. God bless you and Tim as you do the most important thing imaginable, raise your kids. God bless you, Elizabeth.
God bless you, Eric. Thanks for having me.
Hey there, folks. I'm down here in the state of North Carolina. And later on, as Chris Himes said, I'm going to be receiving some gentlemen callers on this beautiful porch here. Chris Himes, since we're talking about Valentine's Day, or actually we're not talking about it, but suddenly now I'm talking about it. We're going to be celebrating Valentine's Day. Do tell me, what do you and your wife and your six children do on Valentine's Day?
Yeah, obviously with six children, I mean, the opportunity to sort of have some one-on-one time romantically on Valentine's Day is pretty tough. Yep, it involves, you know, ditching your kids and hurting some feelings because they feel left out. So what we've done the last number of years is we do a family Valentine's dinner, and we basically buy, I don't know, $2,000 or $3,000 worth of paper products that are either pink or red from the dollar store. And it's sort of like a confetti can and explodes all over the dining room. And we have dinner there in the midst of that. So that's what happens.
And who vacuums up this mess?
We have some squirrels that come in and just gnaw on it.
Let the chickens come in and use it?
Yeah, chickens come in. Yeah, they peck out.
Wow. So that's what we do. Alvin, what are you going to do? You're going to take your wife to the grocery store and get the free food like they put out the platters of cheese and
well,
stuff?
I took my wife out to a fancy dinner at Wegmans. It's terrific. But this Valentine's Day, we're going to spend it buying wonderful products at MyPillow.com and using the code Eric.
Don't forget MyStore.com. I'm telling people, if you don't want to buy my books at Amazon, go to MyStore.com, use the code Eric. Now, obviously, my new book is not there, but the Miracles book will be there. I mean, the prices are like insanely low. No kidding. I said, I just want people to get these books. But go to mystore.com or mypillow.com. Use the code Eric. We were saying earlier, we have to fight back. We have to do what we can. When somebody's getting canceled, when somebody is being attacked, we have to stand up for those people. People are trying to cancel my book. You know, you can see it. You see the numbers go down. It's the world we live in today. But if you see that happening, whether on social media or in other places, stand up for those who are being attacked by the vicious mobs who are out for blood. It's
amazing. Fish out of water. It's gotten all these 5-star reviews. And then there's about 5 1-star reviews and says, Eric's an idiot. Eric's a moron. Eric's a blah, 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 blah.
And you know, that may be true, but if you didn't buy the book and read the book, we don't care if you think I'm a moron. You should buy the book and then write that I'm a moron, or at least read the book for crying out loud. But we do ask you to use the code Eric at mypillow.com, mystore.com, and to help out this program, and obviously mostly to help out Mike Lindell. I am going to be preaching at Jack Hibbs's church this Sunday. It will be online. So I share that on social media. I share that with the newsletter. If you get my newsletter, we'll put the link there. And you can also hear my talk from St. Michael's Charleston from the other day. We're putting that up. You know, we forgot. Today is the 12th. Today is Lincoln's birthday.
I can't believe
we haven't talked about that.
I forgot to send him a card, belated birthday card again this year.
Alvin, man, what is up with you forgetting to do stuff?
I'm wearing my racing stripe sweater, by the way. Look at that racing stripe.
I noticed that. You're going to go to Le Mans after you hit Wegmans?
We may.
You know how to show a girl a good time.
I do.
All right. Well, I think we're out of time. I think I'm going to be on Tucker Carlson tonight. In case you happen to be flipping around and you see me, you'll know that it came true. I did an interview with the 700 Club. They interviewed me about the book. I don't know when they're going to air that, but that's going to be probably next week. A lot of exciting things happening.
By the way, can I just mention next week, my twin brother is going to be on. He has a brand new book out, believe it or not, Environmental Risk Communication.
You got a twin brother?
I do, yeah.
How many twin brothers do you have?
I got just the one so far. I'm waiting for the third one.
Just you sure?
Just one.
All right, that could change. And how long have you guys been twins? Is that like a whole from childhood?
I'm not allowed to say.
Okay, all right. When we come back, hour two, one of our best Fun Facts Fridays ever, Valentine's Day edition. Folks, thanks for listening.